Sligo League is an iconic landscape which we all have a shared responsibility to protect for the benefit of future generations. And really, the quality of any remedial work at Sligo League should match the quality of the magnificent landscape which it is. We have concerns that the work that's ongoing there just doesn't meet the acceptable standards for upland pathworks. There have been two site visits there, one at the end of August and one on the 16th of September. They were also complemented by upland path experts as well, who two of whom have given reports back on it, and both have expressed serious concerns about the work as well. So it's on that basis that we've expressed our concern.
What's exactly wrong with the paths then?
Well, there are elements to the path, both in terms of maybe the specification of what's being done over the length of the site, and that some of those specifications don't actually meet what actually needs to be done on the ground. Then there's the other element of some of the work in terms of some of the pitching that's been tried to be executed just doesn't meet a standard acceptable. And is leaving the ground broken, is leaving it with a poor outcome. It's one that doesn't fit in with that landscape in patches, but also it is weak in terms of the technical outcome of that path. So you've got pitching that isn't really pitching, you've got flagstone pitching that isn't fit for purpose. And really what the sum total of all those small mistakes is that you end up with a big mistake, and where people will not end up using that. They'll walk to one side and cause, you know, maybe further erosion to one side of the paths being developed. There's a significant amount of movement, or even the camber of the pitching and the path in certain places is not what would be appropriate in that environment, and, you know, could well lead to liability concerns as well.